Once you create a double mind, the Bible says there can be no victory to the trap that you're in.
Dr. Tony Evans says beating addiction requires an absolute commitment to keeping the Father first.
God will never cooperate with a view that compromises Him.
This is The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, author, speaker, senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, and president of The Urban Alternative. Drugs, alcohol, tobacco, we all know how easy it is to get addicted to things like this. But today, Dr. Evans explains what addiction really is and why some of the root causes are the same no matter what we happen to be addicted to. Let's join him.
A POW is a prisoner of war. It is a person who has been captured by the enemy, who is held hostage in the context of a conflict. It is where the opposition or the enemy now controls the movements, the actions, the reactions of the person who has been captured. Many Christians are POWs, prisoners of spiritual warfare. They have been captured by the enemy, and there appears to be no way of escape. They feel trapped by situations and circumstances that the world calls addictions. Whether it's drugs, sex, pornography, alcohol, codependency, gambling, food, or what have you, they feel trapped, and there seems to be no way out. They find themselves in a sort of quicksand where the harder they try to get out, the deeper they sink in. And there is this feeling of being cursed, or if I were to use another word, this doom or gloom that hovers over them. Today, I want to talk to you about reversing the addiction curse. Paul says in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3, "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not of the flesh, but divinely powerful for the destruction of fortresses." The word fortress was used of a walled area or a fortified place that a person couldn't escape from. In biblical days, a prison was called a fortress. A tomb was called a fortress, where a person was trapped, locked up, or contained with no visible means of escape. We're told in verse 4 that fortresses must be destroyed. Now, a biblical word for a fortress, the secular world calls it an addiction, is the word stronghold. That's the spiritual synonym for the worldly world of addiction, because somebody is trapped with something they can't overcome. What then is a fortress? An addiction, or to use a spiritual terminology, a stronghold. It is a negative pattern of thought which has been burned into our minds, creating as a mindset a situation as unchangeable, even though it is against the will of God. A fortress, addiction, a stronghold, is a pattern of thinking that has been burned into our minds, that accepts a situation as unchangeable and unfixable, even though our conclusion about it goes against the will of God. It is the feeling of hopelessness that you have regarding the stronghold that you or someone you know happens to be trapped in. You can hear a person describe their stronghold because they will always say something like, "I can't help it." can't stop it. I can't change it. I can't fix it. What they're saying is, it's got me. I don't have it. And when that stronghold really becomes prolific in the life of the individual, and I'm talking about Christians here specifically, then what happens is that they begin to identify their personhood by the stronghold. They will say, well, I am an alcoholic. I am a compulsive gambler. That thing has become so strong that now they don't know how to talk about themselves without describing themselves as that thing. They begin to believe what they say they are. In the Bible, a stronghold is more than gambling. It is the spirit of gambling. It is more than pornography. It is the spirit of immorality. It is a spiritual reality that is infusing this burning process upon you. And that is why, if you are not able to address the spiritual cause, you're not really fully addressing its manifestation in the life. So a stronghold is a pattern that has been burned into your thinking so that you view as unchangeable a situation. And you know you're in it because there is hopelessness about it. Now, if we're going to cure it, whatever it is for you or me or us or others, then we need to understand the cause of it. If we're going to cure it, then we've got to understand the cause of it. And perhaps what I share with you today about reversing the addiction or stronghold curse, you will be able to utilize with someone in your family or some friend who's been trapped. They've gone to 12-step everything and have found no release from their situation. Well, let's look at the cause. He tells us in verse 5, we are destroying speculations and every lofty thing raised up against the knowledge of God and are taking every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. At the end of verse 4, he says we must destroy fortresses or strongholds. Beginning of verse 5, he says destroy again. But then he says, what you must destroy is not the thing itself. He says, what you must destroy are speculations, knowledge, and thoughts. In other words, the problem is not in the habit. The problem is in the mind. The habit is the expression of the thinking. To fix the habit, you've got to fix the thought. So simply telling a person you should not do that is not enough. Because unless they've changed their thinking about the it that is controlling them, the it will keep controlling them. He says, what you must destroy if you want to get rid of the fortress are the speculations, knowledge, and thought patterns that are the spiritual impetus behind the fortress being built in the first place. And all of those things, speculation, knowledge, and thoughts, arrive in the mind or the thinking. How does it get there? He tells you here in a very picturesque word that can change our lives. He says in verse 5, we are destroying speculations and every lofty thing. There it is. The cause of fortresses or strongholds is a lofty thing. Now the question is, what is a lofty thing? Well, let me give you a synonym for the word lofty thing. A synonym for the biblical word lofty thing is the word partition. Partition. A lofty thing was a partition that had been lifted up. He says, if you're going to overcome the fortress, stronghold, or to use the popular word addiction, you must get rid of the partition. The partition in the mind. When a person is controlled by an addiction, stronghold, or fortress, it is because a petition has been raised up in their thinking. As long as that petition is up, the fortress will stand. But when the partition is dismantled, the fortress loses its authority. So rather than getting rid of the habit, we got to get rid of the partition. The question is, well, what's the partition? Well, in a number of our rooms in our sanctuary, the classrooms that are in our sanctuary, they are the size of two rooms, but there is a partition that can be brought down in the middle. So the one room can be made into two rooms because we can slide a lofty thing, a partition, this high rise, a separation down the middle of the room, blocking the one room from being one room, but turning the one room into two rooms. There's only one reason we do that. We do that to decrease the possibility that the information being given on one side passes through to the people sitting on the other side. In other words, we pull a partition because we don't want a disturbance. We don't want the group meeting over here to infiltrate the group meeting over there. We want them to be two separate meetings with two. See, if it was one meeting, we wouldn't need a partition. We only need a partition because there's a double meeting going on, and we don't want the information flow to be free. We want to block the information. The way Satan creates a fortress, stronghold, or addiction is by creating in the mind a lofty thing that is a partition. What is the partition designed to do? It is designed to block the flow of the knowledge of God from entering into the thinking of the saint who is living in the fortress. It wants to block out the free flow of spiritual truth crossing over into the thinking of the person in the fortress, so that the person in the fortress, stronghold, or addiction feels like they are trapped. They're on this side of the room. There's a partition. The information can't go forward, but they're on this side trying to fix the problem. But the information they need is being blocked so that it will not pass through. So that's why there is no victory to be had.
Dr. Evans will have more for us on what stands between you and your freedom when he continues our message in just a moment. Stay with us.
It was my first time meeting Jesus in the Bible. That's what one student is saying after studying bibliology through the Tony Evans Training Center, taught by renowned theologian Dr. Tony Evans. These online courses feature compelling and exclusive video and audio teaching, plus an interactive scripture-based curriculum you can access online or through the mobile app. Sign up now at tonyevanstraining.org. Take a course with Dr. Evans and explore the kingdom anytime, anywhere. TonyEvansTraining.org.
We sometimes tend to doubt the Lord's ability to deliver us when times get tough and danger or disaster come our way. But no matter how desperate your circumstances become, God gives you a way to get out from under them. Tony explains what those ways are in his two-volume audio collection, Living Above the Circumstances. This compilation of 15 full-length messages is packed with principles that'll equip you to stand strong in the face of whatever life throws your way. And we want to send you this set of uplifting lessons as our gift. All we ask is that you make a contribution to help keep Tony's teaching available to a world in need. When you do, as an added bonus, we'll also send you his popular booklet called Let It Go. This easy-to-read guide has helped countless people experience freedom and peace in their lives. It explains why the idea that we're in control is a myth, and explores how much better life can be when we admit the truth and recognize God's authority. Make the arrangements to get both of these helpful resources when you visit us online at tonyevans.org. or give one of our friendly resource team members a call at 1-800-800-3222. That's 1-800-800-3222. Right now, let's join Tony again with more of today's message.
Many of you on your televisions have PIP, picture in picture. That means that you can be looking at your show and you can bring up in the corner of the screen another channel. And you can be watching a movie and looking at a football game. You can have a picture in picture. So you're watching a movie, you listen to the movie, but you want to catch whatever's happening in the game or the basketball game or the tennis match. And so up on the side, there is a picture in picture. Usually the picture in picture is not the main show. The main show is on most of the screen. The picture in picture is simply another show that you want to glance at while you're watching the main show on the television. For many of us here this morning, you have come to church this morning for a picture in picture. You're going to come and you're going to hear spiritual information, spiritual truth, spiritual songs, but it's not the main show. And when you leave here today, you're going to go to the main show. You're going to go back to work and family and the life and day-to-day struggles, day-to-day. And you will have spent your 2 hours, you will have had on the screen a look at spiritual things, but the spiritual things won't control the show. And so you'll wonder why there was no carryover to the main screen. And the reason why there was no carryover is because of a lofty thing. That is a partition in the mind that blocks the flow of the truth taking root in the life. Now, how does he do this? How does Satan do this? Well, the first thing he does is he shares his thoughts with you. He shares his thought. Remember what he did with Eve? He came to Eve and he said, "Hath God said?" The first conversation between a human being and the devil was about God. "Hath God said?" He raised the question, had a discussion, and by the end of verse 6 of Genesis 3, she was believing his story. You know, when you burn a CD, what you do is you take the music or the movie and you pass it on so that on the other disc, it has precisely what was on the original disc being burned into it. So the copy is precisely the content of the original. What Satan does is burn into our thinking his thoughts so that we think his thoughts after him until they're burned so deeply, they become our thoughts. So his thinking, which starts as a suggestion, turns into a way of thinking, which turns into a way of operating because he has burned his thinking into us, creating the actions that result from the thought. Now, the Bible has a word for this partition. James 1 calls it double-mindedness. Petition. Remember, you got two rooms now, not one, double. But it's not just double anything, it's double mind. So speculations, knowledge, thoughts. There is a partition in the mind that produces a double mind. Two ways of thinking. See, the problem among Christians, most Christians, it's not that they reject the divine way. It's just that's not the only way. There is another way. So they have two ways of thinking because they've got a partition. You hear it in the phrase secular and sacred. That's a partition. Man's way, God's way. That's a partition. God says, but I think. That's a partition. A partition is simply having two views of the same subject. It is a Berlin Wall. Remember when the Berlin Wall was up, the East couldn't go west. The west couldn't go east. The two could never work it out because there was a lofty thing, a wall, a partition that divided the same group of people, Germans, east from west. So there could never be unification and flow. The people in the east were trapped. They couldn't go west. People in the west were trapped. They couldn't get to their families back in the east. And you know the reason why? Because there was a lofty thing, a wall that had been erected. It's double-mindedness. What is double-mindedness? Simply, double-mindedness is having a human view and divine view both operating in the same mind. Man's way, God's way. You got both of them. And they're trying to work it out. Once you create a double mind, the Bible says in James chapter 1, let not that man think he will receive anything from the Lord. Once you create a two-tiered view, you build a lofty thing, a partition of the mind. There can be no victory to the trap that you're in. Because God will never cooperate with a view that compromises him. Never, ever, ever. So that means you are now left to your own resources to fix your problem. I watched a very interesting movie. Some of you may have seen it. The Exorcism of Emily Rose. Yeah, it's a very interesting movie. If you get a chance to see it, this demon-possessed person, and they're trying to get rid of this demon. The spirit is controlling this person, and they're trying to get rid of the demon. And so they're trying everything to get rid of this demon. But they've got to control the girl from having these, these violent episodes while they're trying to get rid of the demon. So what they give the girl is a medication called Gamatrol. What they said was it makes her calm down, but it blocks the ability to us to get to the deeper root because the medication kind of creates a different mindset so that she is not able to fully function on the exorcism that she ultimately needs. See, a lot of people settle for stuff that makes them feel better but doesn't get to the root of the issue that's spiritual that you got to get to if you're trying to solve the problem long term. So they settle for short term solutions. Paul says in verse 3, we walk in the flesh, but we don't war according to the flesh. In other words, we live in our human bodies, but that's not how we do battle. That's not how we get victory. That's not how we get deliverance from fortresses. We don't get it by the flesh. The opposite from the flesh in the Bible is the spirit. You can't mix the two. And the problem is today, fortresses exist because of illegitimate mixtures. And because there's this faulty mixture, there's this partition. And the partition blocks the flow of God's victory, freedom, and deliverance from the fortress that holds you hostage.
Dr. Tony Evans, giving us a fresh perspective on solving addiction problems that are otherwise beyond our capacity to overcome. Now, if you'd like to review the full-length version of today's message for yourself, or perhaps to share it with someone you care about, the title to ask about is Reversing Addiction Curses. Better yet, get a copy of this talk as a part of Tony's current teaching compilation, Living Above the Circumstances, 15 full-length messages that focus on rising above your troubles and holding on to hope when times get tough. And as I mentioned earlier, all these lessons are yours, along with the bonus booklet, Let It Go, as our thank you gift when you make a donation to help keep this program coming your way. Just visit TonyEvans.org, or if you prefer, reach out to our Resource Center by phone at 1-800-800-3222. Team members are standing by around the clock to help you. That's 1-800-800-3222 or online at TonyEvans.org. Tomorrow, Dr. Evans will turn his attention from the causes of addiction to the cure. Be sure to join us for that. The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans is brought to you by The Urban Alternative and is made possible by the generous contributions of listeners like you.